government's blueprint for badly needed infrastructural development is due to be revealed on Tuesday. The National Development Plan will detail the roads, rail links, electricity connections, water schemes and sewage works which are to be prioritised. The NDP is seen as crucial in hopefully easing the country's housing crisis. To discuss this big plan, we're joined by our economics and public affairs editor, David Murphy. David, this is an updated NDP rather than a totally new document, but it's still regarded as a big deal. Why?
Well, it's regarded as a big deal because Ireland is seen as lagging in terms of its delivery on infrastructure. You'll have seen stories about people who have bought homes and they're not connected to electricity, or difficulties with getting new housing approved because they can't get sewage connections. So it's to deal with those type of issues. So the plan, the existing plan, runs until 2040. What the government is going to do is announce a new iteration for the next few years from 2026 until 2030, and they'll do that on Tuesday.
And do we know how much money is involved and where it's coming from?
So there is money allocated for the National Development Plan already. What this is going to do is top that up with an additional 20 billion euro for those years. And that money is going to come from the sale of shares in AIB Bank, which was state-owned, no longer state-owned, and the back tax paid by Apple in that controversial tax judgment. So that's going to add an additional total 20 billion euro, bringing the spend for this period to 97 billion euro.
I mean, one of the big aims we know is to try and resolve infrastructural bottlenecks and get home building moving again. Do you think it can work and work soon?
Well, the past track record has been one of very slow delivery in terms of infrastructure. And that's something that economists have looked at quite carefully. And we can hear now from Kate English, who is chief economist of Deloitte. And this is what she has to say.
Ireland ranks fourth in out of 67 countries when it comes to competitiveness. But importantly, it ranks 17th for infrastructure, but very stark figure of just 44th on basic infrastructure. We're not spending enough on it. If we even look at what was spent on water between 2005 and 2019, about 6% of total capital expenditure was on water services. In the context of a growing population, a growing economy, it's not surprising we're seeing infrastructure capacity constraints emerge.
I mean, David, you mentioned earlier about how infrastructure can stop homes being built. Like, how is this going to work? How is the NDP going to push that on?
Well, I think in relation to Uisce Aire and formerly Irish Water, they particularly want an additional 2 billion euro to spend on infrastructure. I think that there are two big things, but one of them for Dublin is a thing called Greater Dublin Drainage Scheme. It's actually a new sewage works for the north of Dublin, because the existing sewage treatment plant at Ringsend is completely at capacity and sometimes over it. The issue is that if that new project for North Dublin doesn't go ahead quite quickly, local authorities in Dublin will be unable to give planning for new housing in 3 years' time. And that would be absolutely catastrophic for the delivery of housing. So we can hear now from Maria O'Dwyer, who's Director of Infrastructure at Uisce Aire.
Every house needs a tap and needs a toilet. We have to have both a resilient and future-proofed water supply, but also a good sewerage system so that everyone can come live in those houses. Nobody wants to think about water services. People only talk about water services when you get to the really critical situation that we're in today. And as the Taoiseach said at the weekend there, you know, this investment in water services, some of our most basic infrastructure, is critical.
And David, how do you think that climate change is going to interface with this plan?
Well, I think with Irish Water, formerly Uisce Aire, or Uisce Aire, formerly Irish Water, and with the ESB networks, where they've got a lot of work to do to improve the infrastructure for delivery of new housing, the cost is going to go up quite significantly, because they're all facing new challenges because of climate change. So I think that's going to have to be part of it. Also, flood relief works in this new national development plan, that will be key too.
there seems to be an agreement, David, on what needs to be done. You know, the electricity grid, the water we just heard about there. There's also money which is available through the streams that you just mentioned. I suppose the question is capacity, our capacity to deliver, because there's always been a question in recent years over just that question.
Yeah, I think the capacity is going to be a big thing. I mean, a lot of these plans have been around for a very, very long time. For example, we heard there about the question of sewage, but the other question is the actual delivery of water supplies. In Dublin, 85% of the supplies come from one source, which is the River Liffey. And again, the capital is completely at capacity there. There's a new plan, which is to run water supplies from the Partheen Basin at the Shannon and pump them up to Dublin. But the first draft of that plan was actually introduced in the mid-90s, and a planning application is expected to be lodged in relation to that later this year. We know there will be significant objections to it. The question is really, can they get these projects done quickly? Because both the supply of water and the sewage are going to be holding back housing quite quickly if these projects don't get underway.
Our economics and public affairs editor, David Murphy, thank you very much for joining us. It's 4 minutes to 9.